Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, pretty good.
Hi.
I just had a quick question on, I got a, it was, it came in a text. It was a lead from you guys. In the, I knew it was from you guys because the same number and all that. But, and I got a hold of the guy. I was just curious how all that worked out.
Well, it came from the website. So somebody filled out something on the website. There's a lead, what we call a lead capture box. They filled out the lead capture box from the website. And then from there, like, because the website is on over 60 destinations and it's also on the Facebook listing. And once we get the Google verification completely done, it'll be up directly on Google. So then that's how, I mean, they found it straight from the website.
Okay. I guess I didn't realize the website was up and running on other things. I guess I thought we were waiting for the Google deal, but
Yeah, well,
cool.
the Google is obviously the main event, you know what I mean? Like, it's
Right,
obviously the
yeah.
big ticket item. But in the meantime, what we try to do to generate as much lead as we can and to earn our keep, you know,
Right, yeah.
is we push you out to all destinations. So we go went ahead and you're on like Yelp, Yahoo, all that. You also have the, you said you already got everything signed into the Facebook too, right?
Yep, I got all three of those people in on the Facebook thing.
Beautiful.
So I don't know. I mean, we sent them the invites and whatnot, so I'm sure you guys are already on there.
Yeah, so I mean,
With how on top of stuff you've been so far, I'm sure your people are already there.
we try to stay right on top of everything, so that way, you know, this everything's done month to month. We're performance based, you know. I'm just really
Yeah.
glad that you're happy with the services.
Yeah, I mean, as of now, you guys have paid off more than Angie Leeds has. I'm kind of pissed with Angie Leeds.
Oh, I'm sorry. That sucks.
I would like to kind of just delete that whole thing and get rid of that. Cause
Well,
I
you.
got, you know, I got, I'm on Thumbtack now too. And I've got some people from that. And I don't do spray foam, but, like the lead I got from you guys, he actually wanted spray foam on his walls. Was what he was looking for, but when I called him, he was like, "Well, I'd like to do blown in my ceiling." So I ended up talking to him about
Beautiful.
that. So he wants to do that, which
Beautiful.
he said it's new construction, so we're waiting on the building to be built and whatnot.
Okay.
So it'll probably be March, April, I think is what he was kind of thinking.
Okay.
So kind of one of those future deals, which is just as good as lining one up for tomorrow, you know. I mean, it's just as important. So,
And you didn't have to pay for the lead. So there was no cost associated
exactly,
with that. You know
exactly.
what I mean? It was like, hey, buddy, you know?
Yep. It's perfect. I mean, you know, it costs for you guys, it costs a little bit more for the full year. I mean, it's actually quite a bit more. Cause they're like Angie Leeds is 250 for the whole year, but then you're paying, you know, then you're paying $20 a lead. So it actually
Which
would pan
adds
out to
up
be
quick,
pretty close to the same,
if not more.
if not more, right? I could easily spend $500 a month in leads and not bat an eye if I really wanted to.
Well, because this is the thing. So say let's just round it to 250. Okay, so 250 divided by 20 at $20 a lead, which is moderate anyways,
Right.
because those that fluctuates a little bit lower, a little bit higher. So let's just call it at 20. That's going to give you 12 and a half leads through HomeAdvisor.
Right.
Okay? And then you're cut off because you've capped. That's it.
Right. Then you're
You
not
know?
guaranteed to get those jobs.
Exactly. Where you're not guaranteed to get these jobs either, but the likelihood is a
No.
lot higher. It's a
Right.
lot higher because they've called you, they've chosen you based on something they've read or they've seen,
Right.
something along those lines,
No,
right?
and this guy was super happy with what I was talking about, because he was like, I called him and I said, "Hey, you know, I don't do spray foam, but I do have a guy that I work directly with. He does all of my spray foam. And honestly, it's just not worth buying the $120,000 rig when I've got a guy that hands me jobs on his own. He hands me all of his fiberglass stuff because he don't want to touch it. He's like, I don't want to touch fiberglass." And I'm like, I don't want to touch spray foam. So if you do all my spray foam, I'll do all your bat and poly, and it works out great.
Pull the all switcheroo, huh?
Right, yeah. So it kind of works out, you know, and then I don't have to pull the money out of pocket to train my guys how to do it, plus retrain myself how to do it, plus dish out the cash to buy the equipment.
Plus maybe even change the way the insurance reads or things like that, because now you're offering a different service and different product when you can literally just ship it off to somebody else. So.
Correct. And the insurance does go up on that one too. Home is a little bit more.
I imagine that it would.
Intensive, but yeah. So I was actually super surprised. I didn't realize you guys would just send me a name and number like that. So I was like, whoa.
Yeah, because that came directly off the website. When you're getting names and numbers like that, because, okay, so there's multiple ways that you're going to get it. Like, they could go on and they could just choose to just send you an email, right? Or they could choose to call you. They could choose to text you. They could see you through any one of the applications that we're listing you with, and they can choose to contact you directly, right? Or if they are going into the website directly, there's a little lead capture box where they could put their name, they could put their phone number, their address, all their information, and it's protected. And then when that comes through.
I should be getting on the website, too, and making sure that's all.
Yeah, the website looks great so far. As of right now,
I haven't even looked it up yet. I didn't realize it was up and running and
going.
I'll
send you that link. The link that I just loaded right now is a Rate Your Experience. I'd like you to go on. If you're seeing 5-star experience, I'd like you to go on and leave us a 5-star review if that's, you know, something that you feel like you're receiving.
Yeah,
and feel free to use my name directly.
To.
Yeah, I'd love to have that because that gives me a little extra, you know, check mark next to my name.
right.
But,
oh, yeah, absolutely. I love my reviews. I've got. So on Thumbtack too, I was actually pretty surprised they had sent me just a quick little congratulations thing. You're listed as our top insulator on Thumbtack.
Nice.
Because I actually answered the phone calls every time.
Mm-hmm.
And, on top of that too, I've got a 5-star review from, it's actually a friend of mine I did a fat poly job for, but he went on and threw a review on there and, so they were pretty excited about that one, and that got me kind of excited about Thumbtack, because like Thumbtack is, it's kind of like Angie Leads, but you don't have the upfront cost.
Mm-hmm.
So there isn't,
yeah.
a membership fee. It's just, and the leads are cheaper. I paid, so this last lead that I did, I got from them, I paid like $12 for it.
Mm-hmm.
Versus 20 or 30, you know.
Right.
And their max insulation lead is like $112 versus Angie Leads being like, I think their max lead is like $300, something
like
that.
Well,
so it's a little different.
Yeah, it is. And I've heard better things about Thumbtack, to be honest with you. So I think that as far as pay per lead goes, that you would definitely like that. Now, if you choose to, when you get that roofing business situated, we have a perfect pay per lead service for that. It's directly through Google. It's called Google Guaranteed. And it gives you guaranteed leads. There's lots of really, really cool things available for that. Direct leads. You don't share the leads. They don't get sent out to anybody else.
Yeah.
There's a one-time $250 application fee. After that, your lead cost is locked in. It doesn't rotate.
Okay.
What's
that one for?
That one's if you want to do the – well, it's not available for the insulation category, but I know you said you have a roofing business that you might be getting in on.
Well,
right?
not roofing. It's tree service.
Tree service. I apologize. Tree
yep.
service and roofing
yep.
are both categories that are involved in that.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yep, and it's super rad, and it would be an amazing addition to go ahead and give you direct leads, and you wouldn't have to be involved with Angie's or any of that, because this Google built this pay-per-lead service to trump all other pay-per-lead services specifically.
Well, I mean, Google's the company.
Yeah.
They got plenty of money and people to do it.
Yep. We're here to help you, Ben. I also sent over a text with your link for your website. Now, your website,
okay.
You can always send in more photos for us, and we can upload those.
Yeah, we
need
to get that in for you.
Yeah, get us new photos.
My wife was
kind
of prepping a file for you to email that over to you. Or get it however that was set up. We ended up being busy last weekend, and we got so busy last week that she didn't get to it, and then she got to the Facebook thing and got those on, and she was looking at pictures and whatnot, and she had added a couple pictures to Facebook, and so, yeah.
Well, I sent you the link for the website. As of right now, we're still waiting. Once the verification is complete, then we can put the little Google button on there for people to leave 5-star reviews for you on Google. The 5-star reviews that load to Google, then they will load directly to the website as well. So when people see that website other places, they'll be able to see those 5-star reviews and see what other people are saying about you. Okay?
Cool.
So there are a few pieces to be added to the site itself. Again, any changes or adjustments or customizations that you guys would like to make, we can absolutely do that. That's not a problem. Yeah, and you even have the ability to go in. Let me see here. I can always connect you with client support to go in and make changes yourself on it as well. Absolutely.
Okay.
So just let me know what else I can do for you, okay?
All right. Sounds good. We'll stay in touch as kind of how we have been and keep
going
from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm even more excited than I was before, so we're
good.
Doing good.
I love to hear that. Get me a referral too, and then I'll get you a free month. Get you through the winter.
Yeah. He's still a little on the fence. He wants to make sure that the Google, the postcard and all that's gonna get set up. Cause that's where he
got hung up.
He got in trouble last time. He got to everything where I'm at. He didn't get any leads on it though. I mean, I've been getting more
traction,
more involvement from you guys. Yeah. So, I mean, he's getting there, but he's like, if you get your Google PIN and all that gets set up, he's like, I'm in.
Good.
So,
yeah, we're just waiting on that PIN code to get to you. I believe that they just sent you a text earlier today, even, like, if you have it yet.
I think so, and I haven't seen anything in the mail yet for it, but we've been keeping a pretty close eye on it.
And you know, they told you what it looks like, right? It's like the size of a postcard. It's going to be white. It's going to have those perforated edges like your W-2 has on it.
Okay.
Okay. And I believe mine said Google on the front, but it's pretty basic. Like it's nothing like super crazy. It's not like, I'm the PIN code. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, we'll keep an eye out for it, and as soon as we get it, we'll shoot it over to you.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that moment for you.
Yeah, because that'll be the final step right there, I think, right?
Yep, that'll be the final step for this, yes, and then we start pushing the reviews. We want to get any reviews that you have, any of those past clients that you have on Thumbtack, on HomeAdvisor, on Angie's, on any of that, any of those past clients' information that you have, we want to be able to send them we have a review generation tab within your client dashboard where you can literally punch in their email address or their phone number, and then it will send them an auto-generated message from your company saying, hey, go on and leave us a 5-star review. And that is going to boost your presence and boost everything for you.
Cool. Do you guys have, like, so a lot of my stuff, like my wife runs her MacBook for most of her business stuff, but I'm always out in the field. I usually either use my phone or my tablet.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any kind of apps or anything like that I need to have versus just having Google or...
No, we have the Call Splash app, which I believe that you and I went over that a couple of times, right? Like as far as the call tracking number and stuff. And So that is the only app that we have at the moment. Outside of that, to be able to log into your dashboard you have received an email with the credentials. You received it on the 6th. I'll push that email to you again. So you
can
bookmark
back and look
that
at it too.
Well, it's no big deal. I have it right here. your login credentials to your advanced reporting. So it's going to give you a specific link to https://my.localsplash.com with your username as the phone number. Password is always auto-generated. And then that's going to be how you track everything, okay?
Okay. Yeah, no, that works good. I just was curious if there was anything that I, you know, should be utilizing or could be utilizing, being as I'm mostly mobile. Just because we don't have an office space. Our home address might change in the next month or so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that does, then I'll let you know on that too.
Right. Okay, perfect.
But yeah, we're still probably gonna keep that address because we'll end up buying that place eventually. It's my parents' place, but it's the old farmhouse that their health goes kind of up and down, and Dad tried a trucking endeavor and it wasn't working out. You know, started a new job, so they're just not quite ready to move into a new house yet. So we're just kind of pushing that off further into the future.
Okay.
As far as buying that and moving, so we'll probably just move into, like, Staples here has some pretty nice townhomes they just built not long ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a garage on it, so I can run the business out of that pretty easily. Kind of go from there. So if that changes, I'll let you know.
Okay. All right, perfect.
On that.
Look forward to it.
All righty. Well, I think that's it. I'll let you get back to whatever you were doing.
I'm just working hard. Just waiting to get some calls coming in so I can meet my quota.
Yeah, that's kind of where we're at. We're out. We cut some trees this morning, and then I'm out cutting firewood, waiting for Eli to come back. We're supposed to be going to buy a plow truck later tonight. So
nice.
We're just kind of we're working, but we're goofing off today. So.
Well, all right. No goofing here. All work.
Well, if work isn't fun, it's not any fun.
It's true. It's true. Yep, it is true. It's pouring down rain here, though. They let me work from home today.
Oh, really? So where are you guys at?
The business is based out of Fountain Valley, California. I'm about 3 miles south of that in Huntington Beach.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, right on the coast in Orange County. Are you familiar?
I've been to California one time, and that was basic training for the Marine Corps. So.
Oh, that's right. You were down at Camp Pendleton, right?
Yep. I'm a Hollywood Marine, so.
Yeah, so I'm north of that. I'm between L.A. and San Diego.
Oh, okay. So I kind of know where you're at.
Yeah.
Actually, in a month or so, I might be going down to California. We were talking about going back down to Pendleton, walking through the museums. I got a buddy that I went to basic with. He wants to go down, so we might actually be traveling down there just for the fun of it here.
Nice.
In a month or so, but yeah, so it'd be fun to walk down the MCRD sidewalk again and play around down there for a little bit. So, but
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, I was just curious where you guys are at because. If it was raining, I got snow on the ground up here.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, we've got a serious storm coming in for California. This is a cold front.
Yeah.
It's like about 53 degrees. That's
I suppose. I was gonna say right about now, you'd be kind of. I went to basic training about dead of winter, so it was probably about 50s. You know, for me, it was warm because I'm sitting up here and 30 degrees and without a coat on cutting wood, you know.
Right.
For me, it was warm, and everybody else, you know, you had the California boys that were like, this is cold. How are you wearing shorts?
Yeah, it's a little chilly for some of us, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, no, my sister, she grew up here, and she married a guy from Florida. Yeah, and they go down there, and it gets just a little cold, and everybody's wearing their winter coats, and Melanie's like, well, what are you guys doing? Like, it's not cold, you know, it's still 40 degrees.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I would take some warm, I'd take some 50 degrees right now.
Yeah, I bet you would. I was just thinking, man, I hope it doesn't get much colder.
Yeah, It probably sounds like I'm sick to you because I'm up here sniffling because it's cold out here, but.
Yeah.
It's not terrible. Working. Yeah, right. It's not terrible up here. You get used to it and it's all right. But it's when it gets 30 below with a 20 below wind chill and you're sitting there saying, well, it kind of feels like 40 below and I don't want to go outside.
Right. Absolutely not. Well, Benjamin, I will talk to you soon. I'm going to go ahead and let you go, and I look forward to it, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, bye.
Yep, bye.